Good morning and welcome to all, particularly our guests who are with us here today for the offering of this Mass at the Madeleine on this third Sunday of Lent. My thanks to the men of our parish who took part in yesterday's annual Catholic Men's Conference in Norman. There were 950 men that were there from all over the state, 21 of them from the Madeleine. And so a job well done, and hopefully that we'll make this more of an annual event for here for our parish. And please know, for all of the men, we have a men's group that meets on for Bible study and for breakfast on Wednesdays at 6 a.m. in the parish hall. We finish around 7:15, and we always have room for more. Please know that this coming Tuesday is Election Day. We have a primary for both Republican and Democratic candidates for president, and there's also the election for sheriff for the Tulsa County. So I ask you, if you're going to vote, please be informed about the candidates, about the issues, and take your Catholic conscience with you into the voting booth. Next Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent is usually referred to as Laetare Sunday. That means to rejoice. Pope Francis has asked for this year that there be a special emphasis on God's mercy on that Sunday. So we will be offering at the end of each Mass one of the sacraments of healing, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, for the elderly, the chronically ill, those preparing for surgery. In preparation for next Sunday, Pope Francis asked that priests be available as much as possible for that other sacrament of healing and of mercy. It's reconciliation. So it'll be available on Wednesday evening from 5 to 6, and also on Friday, extended hours, part of our all-day adoration of the Blessed Sacrament for First Friday. I'll be available to hear confessions from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, from 3 to 6 p.m., and after the Holy Hour and Stations of the Cross from 7:30 to 9 p.m. And if that doesn't work for you, at Holy Family Cathedral, there will be priests available to hear confessions for 24 straight hours. Not one priest for 24 straight hours. They're going to be rotating them in from Friday evening around 5 p.m. until Saturday evening at 5 p.m. This great sacrament of mercy for us, for Lent is the great season of mercy. And please also know we have the sign up for our First Friday for Adoration, and also information for our next Theology Uncorked, which is on March the 10th. That is in the vestibule of the church. For our guest, in June of 2014, I went on pilgrimage to Spain to do part of what's known as the Way of St. James, the Camino de Santiago. I did it as a personal pilgrimage and also as a penance for sin, for my sin. In 18 days, I walked approximately 250 miles, averaging around 14 miles a day. And at that pace, I have to admit, there was little time to slow down and to enjoy the scenery. Not that there wasn't scenery to enjoy. Some of the terrain I walked through and some of the places I saw were extraordinarily beautiful to behold, particularly when seen at eye level and at a walking pace. But there was a need, there was an imperative to keep moving forward. I had only a limited time to complete the pilgrimage. There wasn't the time for sightseeing. And by the way, doing 14, 15 miles a day, at the end of the day, the last thing I wanted to do was sightseeing. It was to find a bed in the hostel, get cleaned up, get food for the next day's journey, and to rest. So it became a thing that looking forward to the next day's journey, and also with an eye on the final destination, the cathedral in Santiago de Compostela, containing the relics of St. James the Apostle. So it was one step at a time, one day at a time, always moving forward. The 40 days of Lent are a special time of preparation for the events of Holy Week and Easter, those Paschal mysteries, as they're called, of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for our redemption and our salvation. And our prayer, our fasting, our acts of charity and penance are to open our hearts to God's gift of mercy for us in Christ our Savior. And the 40 days of Lent can be seen as a metaphor for our pilgrimage of faith through our entire life, not just during the time of Lent, but that pilgrimage on this earth. to which we are called not just to know about Jesus, but to know Jesus. And to live lives that are in relationship with Him. That be the very core of our existence. So think of a life of faith as being the fruits of knowing Jesus. And we live this journey one step at a time, one day at a time, with an eye on the final destination. This Sunday marks the halfway point of the 40-day journey of Lent. And today Jesus offers us a parable or a story that on the surface seems to be just about fig trees and fruit and fertilizer. But as always, there's a lot more below the surface. Jesus is asked a question about a specific event that involved the loss of human life through human cruelty. And he makes a reference to the loss of life through an accident. The implication of these questions, of these events, is that these events were punishment for sin on the part of the sufferers. And notice what Jesus' reply is. He basically is saying, don't focus on the alleged sins of other people. And isn't that something that, if we're honest, we love to do? And not just the celebrities. I guess I'm at a certain point in life when I'm at the checkout counter at Reese's, and the people on the cover of the glossy, magazines, 9 times out of 10, I have no idea who these people are. when you're in your 50s, I guess that's one of the realities now. But not just about the troubles of some celebrity. We also love to focus on the sins of those who sit across from us at the dinner table. Jesus tells us focus instead on our own sins, our own need to repent, our own need for conversion, our own need for a change of heart. The fig tree, which in the Old Testament is a symbol of the people of ancient Israel, it apparently has a beautiful appearance, but it's not producing any fruit. At the insistence of the gardener, it's given one more year to be fruitful, and if it's not producing fruit at that point, it will be cut down. The fig tree is not just a symbol of an ancient people. It's a symbol for us. Our lives as disciples. Our life as the church. Think of God as the owner of the orchard. Jesus is the gardener and we're the tree. It's not enough that we appear beautiful. It's not enough that we appear to have well-ordered lives. We are to produce the fruit of faith in our daily lives. And it's imperative that we do this. And if we don't, then we should be expect to be cut off. Pretty sober image. The 40 days of Lent are not the Catholic version of 6 weeks to better you. It's not about a self-improvement course. It is rather the time to be shaken out of any false sense of complacency. Any false sense of self-sufficiency or security, as St. Paul warns us of today. And also to be shaken out of any false sense of holiness. It's a time not to focus on the sins of somebody else, but on our own. To recognize our need for repentance and conversion, for the change of heart, and there is no time to delay. Often we think, well, we can put it off to a later date. We can delay it until the day after tomorrow, but Jesus reminds us today that there may not be a day after tomorrow for us. Sobering image. The pilgrimage of this life has a limited time. There's no time to delay. There is imperative to keep moving forward one step at a time, one day at a time, as disciples on pilgrimage, that pilgrimage that takes us to the cross, to the resurrection, and to the offering of eternal life. The one who calls us on this pilgrimage of Lent and of life is the one who speaks to Moses in the bush that does not burn. And this is a critical moment in the Old Testament. The one who calls Moses on the mission to deliver the chosen people from slavery to freedom is the same one that calls us as well, calls us from slavery to sin and fear to freedom through the Paschal mysteries. The one whose name is I Am reveals that God is not merely the supreme being among other created beings, but the one who is beyond the limits of time and space and of creation itself. We will hear that name again on Good Friday, when Jesus is asked in John's Gospel who He is. He simply replies with the words, "I am." The great season of mercy that is Lent calls us to bear fruits of repentance and of conversion, and primarily to know Jesus, not just to know about Him. And prayer and penance of this season is to open us up to such grace. We are to bear the fruits of offering right worship, as we're doing now in the offering of this Mass. We are to bear the fruits of living out the works of mercy in our daily lives, to seek forgiveness, to seek holiness, to desire heaven. For if our lives, our daily lives, are indistinguishable by our words, our actions, our attitudes, if they're indistinguishable from those who do not believe, then we should be expect to be cut off. A somber, sobering image. But we are called by God's mercy to repentance and ongoing conversion. And the time to do so is now. The fruits of the tree of the cross is our salvation. The mercy that we need and desire, the fruit of a life of faith, is holiness, reconciliation, and eternal life.